This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mudslides in Montecito, California. Boy, I didn't live too far from Montecito. So sad to see that. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight. I'd like to say, if you've never heard the show before, it's a snapshot of what people are talking about in your neighborhood and my neighborhood. And usually we jump to D.C. for whatever that tsunami is that's washing across the land and it affects all of us. Whatever the policies are, that kind of thing. And really, today was a lot about the wall and the DACA deal and Trump saying that he's not going to sign it. With no wall funding, it's not going to happen. And, of course, that's the whole Dreamers thing, meaning if I cut to the chase, it means if you came over with a child, they were allowed to be brought in, et cetera, and there was this long grace period that now is shutting down. I guess I'll call it that. That's a good way to put it. So if the wall funding isn't tied to it, he says he will not sign it. He won't do it. Then the other big bombshell to come out of covering what was happening, getting right, so talking about Montecito at the top, and I was talking about the wall too as well, and of course we're having some wicked weather in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've had some problems with ice and snow affecting our studio, but here we are broadcasting live to all of you across the country. We've got Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, with us in our virtual green room. Hopefully he's nice and warm with Talk Media News. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you?
It's very rare to have ice and snow and of any sort. So if you get one flake in parts of the South, it creates traffic jams and massive problems.
You're my 26th station today, I think it is, and I did about 7 stations down south today, and all of them called and said it's so cold, you know, and I'm like, okay, come up here to -1, and we'll. But you know, they're not prepared for snow down there, so it was
West. It's not. It's very strange because, as people know, I've talked about this before. I've loved Texas. I've lived in Texas for a while, but still, it's very unusual. So, getting the brine out and getting the trucks out on the road, and just especially with the ice thing and trying to figure out the ice thing, is always super, super tricky. No question about that. So this is really, we just went through the holiday of Martin Luther King, and I was wondering from your point of view, especially somebody who served in Congress for so long, what does Martin Luther King mean to you?
Well, you know, he was just such a legacy. I had the chance to meet Coretta Scott King, and it was just so wonderful. And he's, you know, like I said, such a legacy. And, of course, with the Martin Luther King Memorial, I got the opportunity to sponsor John Lewis's African American Museum bill and work with John Lewis and hear stories, right, you know, personal about Martin Luther King. So, but I think he's beyond just somebody who championed African American issues. He's noted also just for championing fairness and civil rights issues, period. So he leaves a legacy for our country that ultimately, obviously, helped to change it for the better.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are talking about this David Letterman interview that he did with the former President Obama. Did you see that, perchance?
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting talking about Selma and a whole bunch of other things connected to it, and it's interesting. Do yourself a favor and watch that when you get a chance. Yeah, and of course, John Lewis, you know, was heavily featured in it, and you would have known John Lewis, right, in Congress?
Yes, I talked to John this past summer. drummer, and for 16 years he tried to pass the African American Museum bill, and it didn't pass. And he came to me. We sat down together in my office, and I passed it into law. So I knew John well. We had wonderful exchange on the floor, and but that was his, you know, moment that he really wanted that bill. And so I had a lot of intricate workings with John, and had the opportunity to speak with him this summer, which was nice, at the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people said he was, they say he's a super nice guy. I've heard that from other people as well. And actually has friends that are Republicans, too.
Yeah, but like I said, I shared a lot of times with him and helped him to pass his bill and worked with him on some other issues, but that was, you know, the big one. And he's a wonderful guy. I like John.
How about this thing with Senator Dick Durbin saying he stands by every word he said, and it's the whole S-hole thing and all that, and Trump is saying that he totally misrepresented the comments. Wow, oh wow, what's going on with that?
Well, you know, I see what they say, and then there's a touchy thing behind the lines, former member type of, you know, thing I'll mention here. When members get together, things are said. I've heard things said. I've heard presidents say things that I can't. I would take half the radio stations off the air today if I would repeat it. I don't want to do that. And so they get earthy. This situation was not, you know, just an earthy thing, but it was, it's a question of, you know, is it appropriate or not? I talked to Ellen Ratner about this. We talked, at length yesterday, just as two friends, you know, being political observers. And I've got to agree with Ellen. I don't think he's a racist. I don't think it's said in a racist way. I think he said something. Whether he used the word house or hole, I don't know. But he's non-filtered. And he, you know, doesn't like certain countries, how they function and operate. And so it came out, I think, in a not-so-good way, obviously. But now you've got Durbin and Lindsey Graham and versus Senator Cotton and Perdue, you know, who said what. And bottom line of it is he has said something. And it's not good to say those types of things. In general, a lot of things kind of kept quiet in D.C. This one obviously was to the nature it wasn't. And at the end, if you want an immigration bill, do you, let's say that, you know, I'm mad at Trump. Do I say, okay, I don't like what you said in any way you said it, and so then I'm not going to work with you, we're not going to have an immigration bill. Both sides can polarize on that. That won't benefit anybody. So eventually, whoever's angry about it, if they want a bill, they're going to have to work around it or not get a bill.
Yeah. Wow. Well said. Well said. How about this false missile alert in Hawaii? Pretty scary, actually.
It is. And of all things, who was there? Ellen Ratner.
She was That's there. Right. Of That's right.
Things. Of course yeah. She was there.
Yeah.
And I called her and I said, what was in your mind? And not only was she there, but she was talking to Senator Roger Wicker, a Republican of Mississippi, his two nieces who were in Hawaii. So, and I said, what was in your mind? And she said, well, I read incoming ballistic missile. This is not a drill. She said, I thought I'm leaving the planet. That's what she said. And so she was outside calmly thinking she was going to die, talking to them. And about 20 minutes later, a policeman said that he thought it was, you know, it was false. But she said there was a lot of chaos and panic in other parts, and at the hospital over there, there were people crying and people
wow.
trying to call their loved ones. Yeah, she said it was horrible. And my big observation is this, 38 minutes to correct it, really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's way
too long.
For.
Yeah,
yes.
Very uncalled. I'm glad you told us that story. Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Alert and what happened, and you heard Bob Ney mention at the storm, Ratner, who thought she was just going to die, and was talking to a Republican and his nieces, and went outside and thought, this is it, this is what the day I leave the planet. And you know, you forget that other side of it, so I can't wait. We talked to her, but we had talked to her from Hawaii, so it's interesting, last week, and I forgot about that. She happened to still be there. And that would be scary. That would be scary when you have no idea, because then we can say, oh, well, they figured that all out. Well, they figured it all out after scaring everyone to death, literally thinking they were going to die. So human error caused the false ballistic missile alarm. But it took them 38 minutes to tell cell phone users the alert wasn't real. Defense officials say it would take 20 minutes for a North Korean missile to reach Hawaii. What happened was it happened at 8 a.m. in the morning. The people came in, the EMA people started their shift, and they do that standard practice of testing the missile warning. So the test was initiated at 8:05. The employee sees two options on a computer screen. The test missile alert. This sends messages internally to the agency. Missile alert that sends it to the public. The employee clicks on missile alert by mistake. Computer asks the employee to confirm the choice, and guess what they do? They click yes. So the messages were sent to the public, and this is what you would have gotten If I were in Hawaii, I would have been up. I would have been walking the beach. It would have said, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. That would scare the bejesus out of me. I don't know about you. So then the Major General Arthur Logan, the state adjunct general and the Hawaii EMA director, checks with the U.S. Pacific Command. They say there is no missile. He notifies the Honolulu police of the false alarm, and then everything begins. But, and a friend of mine sent me the ballistic missile inbound threat that was on the phone. But here's the thing. So at 8:19, U.S. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii tweets the alert is false. Then they use Facebook and Twitter to report that the alert is canceled. And she retweets that it's false. So there's all this going on. The civil defense employee has been reassigned. The Hawaii EMA has suspended all warning system tests until an investigation is complete. And Hawaii EMA will require a two-person confirmation procedure. Of course, because that's ridiculous. Again, can you imagine getting that message on your cell phone, a ballistic missile is incoming? There are no words for that. There's nothing you can really do, let's face it. What do you do? Duck and cover? From what? I mean, this is it, the nutball. Kim Jong-un has sent a missile. He doesn't care. He's lost it. What is President Trump call him? Rocket Man? The Rocket Man has lost it and does not care what happens. I mean, whatever it is, I'm not thinking it's false. I'm not when I get my phone and I look at it. How many people were looking at their phone a lot? All right, you heard me mention in the beginning about Montecito. Here's the sad truth of the matter. From what I understand from people that I've talked to, and I mentioned I lived not too far from Montecito, and I used to drive through there all the time. It's a beautiful area. For the most part, you had to have serious bucks to live in Montecito. This is where Oprah has a house. This is where Ellen has a house. This is where Rob Lowe has a house. Other celebrities that make a ton of money in the entertainment business. And in other fields, too, as well. So bottom line is this, you know, this area is ripe with people who had beautiful homes. Nobody cares about their beautiful homes now, but what people care about is the fact that there was a voluntary evacuation, and then there was a mandatory evacuation in some areas of Montecito, you know, not too far from where all hell broke loose. And it's just too bad it wasn't just flat out mandatory, just like the warnings for the fire came in. So if it's mandatory, I'm just thinking you're getting out. Hearing the description, one man talk about his partner and he trying to figure out what they're going to do. They have to hurry. They're quickly trying to figure out, trying to get out, trying to do whatever they can. But it's too late. And they realize that the mud starts coming into the house, shoots them basically out the window. One of them grabs onto a tree and somehow clings to life. The other one dead. Because he was shot out and there was the boulders and everything else. There was just nothing that he could grab onto. He was screaming to his friend to just grab onto a tree. So they've been sifting through mud cake debris. That's what it is. For three people missing in mudslides, 20 people at least have died. There's blocked roads. There's downed trees, power lines. The deputies are searching for Jack Canton, who's 17, and Fabiola Calderon, who's 28, also missing a 2-year-old girl. Her father was found dead on Saturday. Oh, boy. And then they found Jack Keating, who was listed as missing. He was found alive in Ventura. That's the good news. He was in Carpinteria during the storm, so not in Montecito. people were excited about that. They had a vigil over the weekend for thousands of people on Sunday, and thousands of people went to it for the 20 people lost in the flood and the mud. You know, the rain just poured down on the hillsides that were charred by the wildfires that had burnt vegetation that would have made the train more resilient to mudslides, but it wasn't. It was wide open. So think about the disaster. You have the Thomas Fire, the largest wildfire in California's recorded history. It burned 280,000 acres. And imagine how wide open and vulnerable the neighborhood was. Nobody's thinking about it. So the mud just slides. And there was bad weather. And it was just, oh, seeing those pictures. Still, to me, this week is heartbreaking. Seeing that 101 freeway just shut down. And these houses buried in boulders. Just buried in these horrific giant boulders cracked in half. Wow. It does give you pause, and I guess it's a warning for what could happen in the future. And then quickly I'll say this. So you four still missing because of that. We had the Hawaii crazy thing, and now how that could have happened. I just told you what happened, the false alarm, the person being reassigned, how it interrupted a couple of different, obviously it interrupted life for the people who were up and doing things at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's what happened. And then there is this crazy story about 13 siblings that were held captive in a filthy, scummy California house. A couple was arrested because they were holding their children captive. They were shackled to beds with chains and padlocks. The victims were 2 to 29 years old. A 17-year-old girl escaped from the house, called 911 from a cell phone she found in the house. She claimed her 12 brothers and sisters were being held captive. Wow. So the couple was charged with torture and child endangerment. Bail, $9 million set for them at the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. Will they release that? And you see the pictures of the kids, and it just looks like any other family. Wow. One neighbor said she saw the parents being arrested on Sunday. The children were taken from the house in their pajamas. They were described as very, very, very pale skin, almost like they've never seen the sun. What's wrong with people? All right, stay with us. Hit the mailbag next here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ah, the mail is here. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So let's hit the mailbag and see what you had in mind. Paul says, Kate, I can't believe this whole thing with mudslides. Listening to you, honestly, so depressing. These wild searches for people who literally have been buried alive in mud. I cannot fathom it. I feel so badly for their families. And there is something about finding bodies. I hope they find everyone that they possibly can, but there may be a few people they don't find. All right, thanks for that. I mentioned this before, that there were three people that they know of that they can't seem to find right now. And that's what they're doing. It's cake mud that they're digging through, trying to clear it anyway, but they're specifically searching for these people. It's very, very depressing. Got another one on that note. Sam says, boy, it does make you think about living in California, doesn't it? All of this craziness with the fires in Napa, the fires in that Thomas fire, and now this horrific mudslide, poof, like that. Lives snuffed out and others barely surviving. And then, of course, their houses destroyed if they even do survive. I don't know about you, Kate, but I think sometimes there's places where you want to live and places that you just want to visit. And no offense to my friends in California, because every place could point to certain natural disasters, I guess. But it seems like they have really been hit with a double whammy within a matter of months. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. They have been absolutely hit with the double whammy. It's funny because as I sit here speaking, I can hear snow smashing against my window and ice, and I'm thinking it's such a rarity for our satellite facility in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but some of you deal with that all the time, and ice is operating on ice is just standard, you know, procedure. That's what you deal with. It's just what you deal with in the winter. How about this? This one is from Eric, who says, Kate, that scumbag of a doctor needs to go down hard. Larry Nazar. Do you know who I'm talking about? The Olympic doctor. Now I saw a story where Simone Biles says she was also abused by this doctor. How could they decorate him while he was sexually assaulting all of these young athletes? It must make the parents feel absolutely horrifically sick to their stomach and beyond. Yeah, this former team doctor for both USA Gymnastics and Michigan State, where he, of course, was a faculty member, was accused of sexual abuse by more than 130 women. He was sentenced to 60 years in prison last month because of child pornography, and he's waiting additional sentencing after having pled guilty to one set of molestation charges, which would be a life sentence. I mean, you know what's so sick about it? The medalists we're talking about, Allie Reisman, Gabby Douglas, Michaela Maroney, Simone Biles, they won four gold medals at the 2016 Rio Olympics, including in the all-around event. And here this was going on. I mean, it's just, you know, it's heartbreaking is what it is. That's what it is. Because USA Gymnastics, where were you? I mean, I love what they say now. We're unwavering in our support for our athletes who are courageous, and we're advocates. Ugh, don't even use the word advocates. We're advocates. We'll continue to listen to our athletes and be relentless on our athletes' safety. They weren't relentless then. And it just crazy. And you know what's interesting is Simone Biles was protective of her teammates when they revealed their own abuse. She stood by Allie Reisman because there was a little bit of controversy where Douglas seemed to criticize victims before apologizing and then adding her name to the list. I mean, here's the thing. I think people are just so stunned by this. They're just stunned. And it's too bad. Here's the worst part of this. As in anything, in any kind of abuse, decades worth of allegations. Decades, and he should have been knocked down sooner. That's it. I mean, that's the bottom line. This should not have gone on as long as it did. And whatever was going on with investigations or whatever was happening there, that's the shame of the whole thing, that it couldn't have been stopped sooner. Ugh. Stop the sucker sooner. Before he continues to get away with it, get away with, get away with, get away, get away, get away, get away. And that's the deal. He kept getting away with it, and he kept abusing innocent young girls who just wanted to go to the Olympics, get medals, parents sacrificed. They didn't know. And now they, of course, have figured it out. They didn't know at these young, young ages, that's for sure. All right, let's move to this email. This one is from Chad, and Chad says, Kate, Martin Luther King Day, I think more people understand what Martin Luther King stood for now more than ever. I heard you mention the memorial about the Martin Luther King Memorial, and I think it is really awesome that they've got a memorial of Martin Luther King in Washington. I think it's great that there are marches. I think it's great that people pay attention to some of the fantastic quotes from Martin Luther King. I mean, really, in this country, it's time to just put an end to racism. None of us really want that, right? This is the greatest country, as you say, on the face of the earth. Let's continue to make it the greatest country and embrace our fellow man and not go down these rabbit trails that we go down that are so sad and sorry. All right, well said. Sad and sorry. This one is from Jamie, who says, wow, Aziz Ansari, it seems as though, Kate, no comedian is safe of this whole sexual misconduct thing. He was accused of sexual misconduct by an unnamed photographer he went on a date with last year. He says he's taking her words to heart. The 23-year-old woman said she met Aziz Ansari at a party after the Emmy Awards where the two flirted and took photos of each other, and he asked her for her phone number. She said they exchanged texts. She returned home to Brooklyn, went on a date a little more than a week later. After a quick dinner, she says they returned to his apartment where he undressed her, pressing her into oral sex and suggesting he get a condom. She said she knew she was physically giving off cues that I wasn't interested. I don't think he noticed at all. It was ignored. I said, I don't want to feel forced because I'll hate you. I'd rather not hate you, she said. She told Ansari. The woman shared screenshots of a text conversation she said took place the day after. I just want to take this moment to make you aware of the behavior and how uneasy it made me feel. So now he's in the soup, too. And I do believe the rules are changing, and I think people need to be aware of that, especially men, and I guess women as well. And it's like a whole new world when it comes to even dating, and this is what it shows. He sent a statement out saying he reached out to her after taking the time to process the accusations. He said they exchanged numbers. He talked about what she talked about. He said, by all indications, it was completely consensual. He said he got a text from her saying that although it might have seemed okay, he said what she said. And he said he took her words to heart and responded privately after taking the time to process what she said. So I don't know what happens. I mean, he wore a Time's Up pin on the red carpet showing support. Where it all ends up for him, I don't know. Ashley Banfield, who's the headline news host, I was on with her last week, and now this week she's saying this wasn't a rape, nor was it sexual assault. She said your sexual encounter was unpleasant at best, and she says the Me Too movement has righted many wrongs. But you chiseled away at that powerful movement with your public accusation, and I would agree with her. If we get to that point where things like that are happening, that obviously affects a little bit, like she's saying, it takes away from some of what is really being said out there that's happened to people that is absolutely horrendous and should not be tolerated. So like I said, whatever the blurred lines are, those blurred lines are quickly becoming fixed, are quickly, because everything's changing so rapidly. The gray area is very, very gray, and it's getting to the point where that's being erased, and I think what has to happen is, of course, we want to get the bad guys, right? Nobody wants the bad guys to be there. You have a mother, a brother, that has a wife, sisters, cousins, daughters, granddaughters. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants some really abusive, sick, twisted soul to go after any female in their lineage. And the more that we're swift on that and get to the heart of it, the better. But we definitely don't want to have anybody that is saying accusations on the fringe, pulling away from those that really, really have been slammed by the Me Too. All right, stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now, don't just walk away. Pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
Tail end of this hour of America Tonight. Time to hit the headers, and you know what that means, what's buzzing across the land. We've talked about some of it. I mean, a lot of people concerned about the mudslides in Montecito. A lot of people watching what's happening with Me Too and what's now happened with Aziz Ansari, who is a popular comedian, young comedian, and also what's gone on with what's happened in Washington and the back and forth over the Donald Trump White House meeting and what came out of that meeting, which he says was exaggerated. And at the top of the show, we talked to Bob Ney, who said he had the discussion with Ellen Ratner, who is probably the most liberal person that comes on the show, who has been a journalist in D.C. forever. And she says, yeah, he's not racist. He just said it. It's this just, you know, made said the word, blew it up, and then it went out from there. And I think that eventually all of that, I think it's intensified, but I think that buzz kind of wears a little bit, maybe, and then gets brought back up again, probably. All right, how about this? So when I say we bounce around and hit the headers, I mean, you know, you check in. I have people that have sent me a bunch of emails from the great state of Washington. I got this one from Bob who says, Kate, you ought to try to see if you can win the Dream House on HGTV. Ooh, you, me and what, a million other people that what can daily enter for the Dream House on HGTV. And, of course, the reason he's saying that is because it's in Gig Harbor, Washington, and of course it's incredible. I have no idea even how much this house would cost. I mean, anybody who looks at it would salivate at it. It's got to be worth millions, is all I can say. I've seen it in commercials, so I know what he's talking about, and it is, it is, of course, it's impeccable. It's, you know. But how many people want to win the HGTV Dream House? That's like entering for the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. Isn't everybody going to win? Aren't we going to get that knock at the door and they're going to give us the balloons? We're going to be shocked, blown away, not looking our best, but who cares because we've just been handed some ginormous check and told that we won the clearinghouse? What's the first? Who's the first person you call that happens? That's what I want to know. Who's the first person you call? It happened to me. It's true. It's really true. First person I call, my Aunt Nancy, who lives in Florida, to tell her, guess what I won? You're not going to believe it. And I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't believe me. All right, so in looking for other buzz, how about this? Chances of a shutdown grows as GOP turns to short-term spending deal for government. This was the fresh, hot headline out of the Washington Post, and it could be the buzz anywhere. They're talking about the hopes of reaching any kind of an agreement. It's complicated because of this mistrust after that Oval Office meeting where the president used the word that we're talking about, vulgar terms is what they're saying, to describe poor countries. Dems say they're not going to support any deal that does not protect young illegal immigrants, so that might just get stuffed. Then Democrats say that 50 senators have endorsed legislation. Check this out. Pay attention if you have one eye open, you're falling asleep, you got to go to school tomorrow, or you got to go to work. They've endorsed legislation to overrule the FCC on net neutrality. So that leaves supporters one vote shy of the 51 you need to pass a Senate resolution that would overturn the FCC's decision to remove rules that banned Internet service providers from blocking or slowing down websites. It would also forbid the agency from passing similar measures in the future. Ooh. So we'll see. And this one would create a lot of buzz across the land. How do you feel about being monitored by your spouse? I suppose I am in a way. My husband says he never knows where I am, so he put that find a phone thing on my phone. So he can always find me, he says, with this finding thing on my iPhone. It tracks you that way. Find the iPhone. I keep threatening to undo it because it seems like he always knows I'm somewhere driving around and I should pick him up some food somewhere. But this is serious. You're talking about Big Brother on wheels. We've talked about this before in the show, but your car company could end up knowing a ton. Tens of millions of Americans are already being monitored through their cars. The you know, how fast you drive, how hard you brake, where you go, entertainment you prefer, transforming basically whatever your ride is into a computer that gives access to whatever your personal habits are, maybe more than the smartphones do. I don't like that idea at all. I don't know about the rest of you, because what does that mean for insurance purposes, everything else? I got to say, I'm not crazy about that. I don't want to be monitored by my car. No, thank you. Too much information is bad information to me. Because how are they looking at that? How are they looking at it? And analyzing it. I don't like it. How about this? This is some buzz from Washington all the way to Washington State. The Pentagon is planning to develop two new sea-based nuclear weapons to respond to Russia and China's growing military capabilities. The Defense Department has been reviewing nuclear strategy. Does that make anybody nervous? No, because we have to keep up, right? It goes to the, we have these and you have those, and as long as we never launch them, we are okay. A-okay. I have to say, I don't know about the rest of you, but when we used to learn about this in nuclear proliferation and the possibility of it, when I used to learn about that when I was in fourth and fifth grade in history, I never worried about it because I thought, well, we're way beyond that. Now I wonder how many kids in schools do worry about it because of the conversation and think it's, maybe it's an outside possibility, but think it is a possibility. That's scary and sad, isn't it? It is scary. What's the defense mechanism? What happens as a result of that? You know, it's nothing but questions. Chicago Tribune, I was looking at their headlines, and they talk a lot of Chicago stuff, like the Blackhawks and the Bulls. Of course, they get their whole sports section. But they, too, and this makes sense, they talk about Senator Durbin being in Chicago on Monday, saying that he stood by his account of the meeting on immigration, during which the president was accused of using the language, vulgar language, to describe certain countries. Durbin saying, I know what happened. I stand behind every word I said in that meeting. And then there was a little bit about Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And then there was the Simone Biles story that we talked about, that she was sexually abused by the ex-USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nazar. And then there were the 13 siblings found shackled in a California house, the parents charged with torture, which is incredible. And the father apparently worked for Northrop Grumman, was pulling in 140 plus. Go figure all that out and get back to us. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.